Oscar Wilde, the famous novelist, said, always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Of all the characters I've written about from my past, the one I'm asked most about is Miss Ida Weissmuller. She was my fifth grade teacher for all 6 years that I spent in fifth grade. I'm kidding there. She was eager to see me graduate and move on. People ask, was that her name? Well, no, it wasn't. You learn as an author to adjust certain names so that you avoid standing before a judge saying, "You're right, I am sorry, Your Honor." Miss Weissmuller looked just as I describe her, though, a fierce, tall German woman who was sick of me by September the 3rd. She got up each morning and pulled her hair into a bun too tight to allow her any smiling. I can still see her attempting to smile, but she simply couldn't do it. Until a day I shall never forget when I watched a smile cross her face. That day I confessed to devious behavior in one of her classes. "I cheated," I said. "You will write the test later today, Philip," she said. "But I forgive you." She smiled. Wow! My dad didn't know about this until years later when I told him. "Marvelous," he said, smiling himself. "Terrific! Stupendous!" And he was right. Several times people have said to me, "God could never forgive me, not after what I've done." Maybe you feel that way today, or you know someone who does. Christina grew up in a poor Brazilian neighborhood, longing to be anywhere else. She slept on a small pallet on a dirt floor, dreaming of a fancy bed in the city. Her mother Maria's heart broke the day Christina moved away. What would become of her daughter? Maria knew what desperation can bring. Her daughter was young and beautiful. She was also stubborn and proud. With no way to earn money, what would she turn to? Maria packed quickly. Then she entered a drugstore for one more item, pictures. Sitting in a photo booth, she pulled the curtain across and spent all she could on pictures of herself. With her purse jammed full of black and white photos, she boarded the bus to Rio. There she visited nightclubs, bars, seedy hotels, any place a prostitute might frequent. She left her picture at each one, tacking them to bulletin boards or taping them to a bathroom mirror. On the back of each, she wrote a simple note. Soon, Maria ran out of pictures and money. She climbed aboard a bus and wept during the long journey home. A few weeks passed. Her daughter Christina descended the stairs at a hotel in Rio. The laughter of youth was gone. Her face had changed. Her eyes revealed pain and fear. The dream had become a nightmare. Christina longed for that small pallet back home. But she'd gone too far, hadn't she? As she reached the bottom of the stairs, her eyes saw a familiar face. Could it be? She stepped closer. Her throat tightened. Tears burned her eyes as she walked across the room and took the small photo of her mother in her hands. On the back was a beautiful invitation written just for her. "Whatever you have done, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. Please come home." And like millions before her, she did. Romans 3 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Philip Yancey writes, "Grace means there is nothing I can do to make God love me more, and nothing I can do to make God love me less. It means that I, who deserve the opposite, am invited to take my place at the table in God's family. God loves people because of who God is, not because of who we are." And that, my friends, is very good news indeed. I think my father would call it splendiferous.
When you support Laugh Again this June, you'll double your impact. That's right. Your financial gifts this month toward our fiscal year-end campaign will be matched up to $25,000. Consider partnering with us to ensure Laugh Again continues to share the message of hope and joy around the world. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.